kind of game going. It's a very good defense. How pleasing was this effort, given how good that defense was?
Yeah, it was a great effort. The beautiful thing about what we did today is we were balanced. We spread the ball around the way we did, both in the run game and in the throw game. You know, Zach went down. Obviously, we thought Ertz was going to be ready to play, and we didn't miss a beat. You know, we had Celek and Trey step up and make some big plays, and that's just how we're wired. That's how we're built. Next guy up, and shoot, and the O-line. I mean, hats off to them. It's that D-line, that front seven. I hear all about them, and that's a great defense. So our O-line really handled some business today, and it was a good team win.
Carson, what was the plan with Jay, and did you guys adjust that plan during the game?
Yeah, no, we had a pretty good idea how we'd want to utilize him in the running game with some of our simple stuff. And, you know, he's picked up on things pretty quickly. He's a smart kid. So it was sweet to get him on that long run, get him going early. You know, he's a talented back, so it was cool to be able to spread the ball to him, to LeGarrette, to Corey today, Wendell at the end. You know, I think just having those guys makes my life a lot easier.
How impressive was it to see Jay come in and within 5 days, you know, have a big role?
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, hats off to him. You know, he came in with he wanted to work attitude right away, and that was great to see. Great communication. He fits in well in the locker room and everything as well. So, like I said, he's a smart kid, so he's picked up on things pretty quickly. And like I said, huge to see him get that big score.
Of course, the first touchdown to Alshon. Can you take us through that, the read, and why
yeah.
It worked so well?
Yeah, it was just a zone read. Zone read play with that little tag to Alshon there, so we knew Tlaib's a pretty aggressive corner, so with that action, you know, I just knew I had to just get enough time to let Alshon win, and he did the rest.
Carson, we're hearing from a couple Broncos defensive players saying it seemed like you guys on offense knew what they were running on defense. Is that something all week preparation or even in game as well? Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we felt really confident in our plan. And then the looks that they were showing us. You know, we study the tape every week. You know, you dive into it. And with some of the blitz pickups and everything today, we felt really confident, and it worked. It worked out. And, yeah, we had a great plan, and we executed it well.
You talked before about how each week having multiple options, having multiple ways to beat defenses is key to this offense. You know, Jay just adds one more facet to it. You know, how can you guys –
Yeah, I think that's, first of all, just what makes us tough to defend, because we can spread it out. And the best part about it is we have a ton of unselfish guys. You know, any week it's somebody different, and no one really cares who it is. You know, as long as we're winning games and making plays, we just have a bunch of unselfish guys, and we do feel we can keep spreading the ball around, spreading the love like that, and making plays.
To be 8-1 at your bye week, how's that sound to you?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. You know, it feels good, especially coming off a big win like this at home, you know, against a great defense offensively to put up what we did today. You know, we obviously feel like we have some momentum, and we're going to enjoy this. We're going to relax and kind of get away and then come back ready to go.
What stands out with the way Doug's calling plays right now and keeping defenses off balance?
You nailed it. He keeps them off balance. You know, just with the nakeds that we do, the sprint outs, the drop back, the quick game. We have a bunch of different running sets and everything as well. We did some unbalanced today. We just mix it up so well. And, you know, being able to mix it up well like that, and like I already talked about, spread the love the way we do, I think it makes us really tough to defend.
What was Clement had three touchdowns today for a rookie? And I guess he was the first option of all of those. I mean, how much has he grown in this offense to the point where you're comfortable?
Yeah, he's grown a bunch. You know, seeing Corey all through even training camp, you know, he's just a guy that wanted to work, wanted to learn, you know, and he's just always ready whenever his number is called. And today, he made the most of him. He made the most of him, and he's a heck of a back, heck of a player, a heck of a teammate as well. You know, I just love seeing those backs celebrating when their other guy scores. You know, that's just the culture that we have. That's just the relationship they all have, and it's pretty special to be a part of. Yeah, I mean, we studied it. We had a pretty good idea of how we wanted to call protections. You know, we did some chips and some different things to kept the tight end a couple times, did some different things, and at the end of the day, kind of got the ball out fairly quick as well. So I thought we did a good job of that. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're never going to settle. Like I said, we're going to enjoy this break that we have, but we're going to come back. You know, we got a good Dallas team to go up against next, and, yeah, we'll never settle. There's always things to learn from on the film.
How well did you play today?
personally, you know, there was definitely some plays we want back. There always is. But I thought we executed as an offense pretty well. We stayed pretty efficient. We had a couple drives that we definitely would want back. But, you know, overall, I thought we were efficient and able to spread the ball around pretty good.
How much did you practice to, run option
play? The speed option. Yeah, that was part of the plan. We practiced that a little bit in training camp, but not a lot. And just this week, we got some good reps at it, and it worked out.
Why run
it? Worked.
Did you see something with your defensive ends that you take advantage of?
Yeah, just the way they set their front and down in the low red zone, the way they kind of called their defense. We knew it was just read him, make the right read, and it's going to be a touchdown.
You threw four touchdowns again today, lead the league in touchdown passes. Did you expect this kind of production this season?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I don't. Touchdowns, whatever. I mean, that's all great, but being 8-1 is what it's all about. You know, I didn't really know what to expect with how stats, all that stuff. That doesn't really matter. But I will say I've always had high expectations for myself, for this team. So we're fortunate where we're at.
Which thirds did you have to adjust anything that you did?
Just some formations and stuff. I think formationally and personnel-wise, just pregame, you know, we had to just kind of make some tweaks. But nothing too major. You know, I think having Selleck, having Trey, those guys, first of all, they're smart, so they know kind of everyone's position, so that helps. You can just plug them in, but not only are they smart, they're talented. So they were ready to go. They've always been. They made some big plays today.
On the touchdown to Trey, Zach said that he knew it was a touchdown before the play even started. What did you see from that matchup?
Yeah, they ran a linebacker out there to cover Trey on the slant and go, and we knew we had a mismatch there from early on, and Trey did the rest.
What's that?
What are you doing? Just relaxing, maybe get a little hunting in, you know, hang out. We'll be excited to get back though.
Is that the right time for you? Kind of wish that you want to keep this going, or is this the right time for everybody right now?
I think it's a good time. You know, I think it's a good time just being in the middle of the season. I think we're fortunate this year, kind of where our bye falls, just for mentally and physically, to kind of just get away, get refreshed, and so we can come back and make our run.
You okay? I mean, you got dropped hard a couple times.
Yeah, I'm great.
Come at the right time for you, too.
I'm great. Fortunate. I'm fortunate this being this far in the year. Obviously, I've taken some hits today. There's really just the one. But, yeah, I'm fortunate that I'm feeling great.
How comfortable now are you for a year and a half as Doug fought the ways for you? Do you almost know the places in time before you fought the
ways? A lot of times, yeah. I mean, the relationship Doug and I have – I just have a lot of confidence in the way he calls things. And we obviously we've talked about it before, but him and I are meeting up quite a bit and just dropping ideas to each other. So, I have a really good feeling of how he's going to call the game. And when he stays to it, obviously, like today, good things happen.
Are you paying attention to what Goff's doing? And did you guys build a relationship there?
Yeah, we did. We built a relationship. We have the same agent. I think that's been documented. But, last week when we played the Niners, we had some crossover film, and I shot him a couple texts. And he's a great dude, and now he's playing well. I'm not sure how they did today, but, he's playing well, so I'm happy for him.
Is he Dalshon's coming on? Is he Dalshon's coming on? How much more dynamic?
Yeah, I think we can just keep getting better. I mean, at the end of the day, Alshon kind of every week, you know, the biggest thing with him is, first of all, he's unselfish. Second of all, even when the weeks he's not getting the ball, I mean, he's drawing the attention. He's drawing the best corner. He's drawing some cloud safety, some different things. So, with Alshon, with Jay now, and just, again, the way we can spread the ball around, I think that'll make us even more dynamic going forward.
Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, everybody.